Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 24th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Chav Dalid, Mishnah Yud Zayin. So says the Mishnah, Shalosh Kupasein, there are three halachas that relate to boxes that are attached to one another. Mehua Shetulei Alabriya, if you have a box that's all worn out, that you put on top of a box that's in good shape, so you use it to plug up a hole that exists in the box that's much stronger. So Holchan Achar Abriya, then you look at the stronger box that has the hole in it to determine the tumah status of this new combined kli. Ketana al gadola, if you have a small box on a big box, but they're both either very strong or they're both not so strong, holchan achar gadola, then you go with the bigger box. Hayushavos, if both boxes were in the same the same strength and the same size, then holchan achar pnimis, then we look at the inner box. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kaf muznaim shetoyal shule. If you have a scale that had to be patched up by someone by patching something on the bottom, meaning you have a metal the metal piece where you put the stuff down to weigh it down, it's tame and there's a patch on the bottom of the scale. Whether it's tame depends on where the pan was attached. Mibifnim tame. If you attach the pan to the inside, so then it becomes tame like the pan itself. Mibachutz tar. But if you attach the pan to the outside, then then it becomes tahar. The tloya al tzida, if you patch it on the side, then bein mi b'fnim, bein mi b'chutz tahar. Then whether it's on the inside or whether it's on the outside, everything's going to be tahar, because if it's on the side, it's smaller than the kli itself, and therefore we go with the larger thing, and since the larger thing is tahar, so the pan is going to be tahar as well. Moving on to Parak Chaf Hey Mishnah Aleph, says the Mishnah, all kelim have a din of acharayim v'toch, meaning tamei things that touch the outside of the kli. Only the outside is tamei, but not the inside. Kigon hakarim v'aksasos v'asakin v'amartzupin. So if you have pillows and mattresses, bags and suitcases, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So all of those things are things that can be turned inside out and used inside out. Rabbi Yehuda says that the inside and the outside are still considered to be separate from one another, that one could be tamei and not the other, while the other remains tahar. Rabbi Meir Omer, kol sheyesh lo tavaros yesh lo acharayim v'toch. Anything that has loops that attach it to the outside of it is considered to have dinim of the inside and outside, meaning because you're always going to have it with the loops facing out, otherwise it's not functional. V'kol sheyesh lo tavaros yesh lo acharayim v'toch. But if it doesn't have loops, which means that it's reversible, so then it doesn't have a din of achorayim v'toch. The achorayim v'toch is a din midrabanan, that when it comes to dafka, when it comes to mashkim, we don't look at the inside and the outside of the kli as the same thing. So if a mashke that's tamei touches the inside of the kli, the entire kli becomes tamei, but if it touches the outside of the kli, only the outside becomes tamei. That's the din we're talking about of achorayim v'toch. Hashulchan v'adulp v'hadulufki yesh lam achorayim v'toch. A table and a dulufki, which is another type of smaller table, have the din of achorayim v'toch. So there's just the top and a bottom of it, because it's just a flat surface. So the bottom of it is considered to be the outside, and the top of it is considered to be the inside. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, ein lahem achorayim. That's what do you mean? There is no din of achorayim v'toch, because they're flat. There's no inside, there's no outside. V'chein tavla she'en lo lizbeis. And if you have a tray that doesn't have a rim around it, that's the same thing. Wouldn't have a din of achorayim v'toch. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah in Perek Chav Dalid, we said that there are three types of attachments of different boxes, that if one of them is stronger than the other, we follow the tumah status of the stronger one. If they're the same strength, one of them is larger than the other, we follow the tumah status of the larger one. If everything is equal, we follow the status of the inside one. And then we spoke about, if you take the metal pan of a scale, which is tamei, and attach it to the bottom of a kettle, which is tahor, to patch up the bottom of the kettle. So is the kettle going to become tamei? So we said that if you attach the pan to the inside of the kettle becomes tamei. If you attach it to the outside, then it's going to be tahor. If you attach it to the side, then whether it's on the inside or whether it's on the outside, it's going to be tahor. And then in Perichav Hei, Mishnah Aleph, we said that all kelim have a din of acharayim v'toch, and again, the din of acharayim v'toch is that if a tamei mashke touches the inside of the kli, the whole kli is tamei. If it touches the outside of the kli, only the outside of the kli is tamei. And Rabbi Yehuda gave a whole bunch of examples of reversible kelim, and Rabbi Meir said, no, reversible kelim are not going to have a din of acharayim v'toch. It has to be the type of kli that it always stays one way or the other. And then there was a discussion, what about a flat surface, like a tabletop? Does that have a din of acharayim v'toch or not? Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perichav Hei Mishnah Beis.